This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Seriously.
And it's like, we need to start normalizing, like, dropping people who aren't, like, beneficial for you.
I know. And you are filled with no happiness and no joy, and you're probably going to die alone. I can't make those.
Is that what we want to say right now?
No, I
can't. Is that what you want to say right now?
It's because of my past.
You mean the thing that formed you into who you are today?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
And this Nasty. Is Talk Nasty, Nasty to Me.
Hey. How's it going?
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Sorry we've been gone.
Sorry. It's...
We just had to get a lot of work done. Sorry.
No,
We had a lot of work to do.
I mean, like, not like... On
us, just like
in
a lot
general,
of like other
podcast stuff, yeah, video stuff.
Yeah, a lot of like meetings and what do they call it? Consultations and a lot of flights. Yeah.
They like,
you went on a trip, didn't you?
I did go on a trip. I did. It's, I don't know if you've ever been there. It's in Asia.
I have actually been. I was in Asia really recently.
Really? For what? What were you doing there?
I was like just. I was, you know, visiting family.
Oh, I don't think you have family.
Oh, I do. I do actually. I just recently discovered. Oh, yeah, in Turkey.
Oh my God! I was in Istanbul. I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yes.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Well, what family do you have there? Your mom or your dad's
uncle.
An uncle.
Yeah.
And he's Turkish?
Yeah.
And you stayed at his house?
No.
Where'd you stay?
Well, I only went in for a few hours. It's just like, hey!
And then that's it?
Hop back on the plane. Kind
of
home,
yeah. That's nice that you got to like see your family for
that
short amount of a visit.
Yeah.
I was there for a little bit longer.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. There were some things, like some
complications.
Complications,
oh, no.
Like with the flight.
Okay.
And
yeah,
all of that. So it just took a little bit longer. They said, you know, the healing. I mean, like the process of me getting... back, like healing from my jet lag. Like, it won't take that.
That is a healing journey.
It won't, yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel like I have healed for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What'd you do with your uncle? I was in Turkey for the Hasan Piker lookalike competition.
Oh, is that what happened? You like went way too hard trying to look like him?
I didn't try to look like him. I didn't try to look like him. I tried to look like somebody that he would want to be with. That's what.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, is he Turkish?
Yes, that was my joke.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, that's why we've been gone.
Yeah.
Just a lot of other things.
And I haven't been uploading or anything. And, you know, on my, you know, main channel. And, you know, I say that it's like.
It's almost like you're in hiding.
No, I'm not in hiding. I just, like, haven't left the house in, like, 3 weeks.
Oh.
It's not in hiding.
No.
It's not in hiding. Like, ever since I've been cooped up here, like, I've just stayed here. Like, it... You know what they say about, like, the wintertime? It's, like, hygge. It's about, you know, making your space and your living area to be, like, nice and cozy and warm and, like, livable.
Oh, is that what you've been doing?
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of work in here?
No, I would say I left the work in Turkey. Like I left all that.
I think that's really responsible. Yeah. Like, leave all that.
Yes,
there.
Yes. And then here I've been practicing the hygge and working on
healing. Okay,
healing.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Thank you.
I left the work in Turkey as well.
You did?
Yeah, like yeah. And just, you know, been healing.
How many grafts did you get done on your hairline?
My what?
On your hairline.
I haven't taken a math class in a long time, so no grafts.
Grafts?
Grafts.
Grafts?
Like, no grafts for me.
G-R-A-F-T-S?
No, I don't do math anymore. No need. Got a 4 on my AP stat exam.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I opted out of taking mine.
Yeah, that's some pussy shit.
Really? Sorry. I think it's some pussy shit to not go take your hairline down lower.
Oh.
Sounds like some broke boy shit.
What are
shit.
You talking about? Oh.
If you're already going to go lower, why not go even more lower?
You're right. I should have taken it to my eyebrows. Yeah.
Jake comes over today. First of all, wakes me up out of my slumber. And I have my... That's the worst thing about us living so close now, is the fact that now he can come and wake me up out of my... Before, he at least had the decency to tell me, like, oh, I'm on my way, I'm coming or something. I don't even get that shit anymore.
I tell other people I'm coming, though. It's the only courteous thing to do.
You tell them.
Yeah.
Clementine, mommy got work done. Clementine, mommy got so much work done. See, now we're never going to beat the allegations, because there is...
What allegations?
After this, if we start looking really, really good, then people can actually say, like, guys, I think they actually got work done.
And that this isn't packing tape and gauze from a first aid kit.
Okay, I
just wanted
to tell you, it's not packing tape.
Oh, what is
what
it?
Is, what it is. It's insulation tape to keep the warmth inside of the windows.
Oh.
From a draft.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so just know that the heat that is escaping your skin, don't you worry. Stop.
Hey.
Hey, oh my.
Wow, they fought on camera. They're not even ashamed of it.
That was the first time that's ever happened.
That they are not even ashamed.
Cowboy, you can...
If Cowboy came over to me, too, like, all the time, I would be annoyed.
No,
be like,
Cowboy,
get away.
He's the sweetest little boy in the entire world. He doesn't deserve it. But, Clem, it's her way of showing her love for him. She doesn't know any better.
I don't like that.
Who
are you, Colleen Hoover?
Fuck, I think I might be.
Damn.
I saw this one thing where it was like people are talking down about finding the CEO shooter hot. But it's like, are you any better than Colleen Hoover readers? Like, come on.
No, but now I think that she should make a...
Hey.
We got work done.
Oh my god.
Sorry. We haven't been able to take the gauze off, but it will look better with the gauze off, I promise. There was a guy, he was doing buy one get one?
It was buy one get one free in Manhattan today.
Yeah.
For what?
For our faces.
A nose job.
For what?
For our faces.
What's wrong with your nose?
It was buy one, get one free for a nose job with Jake.
Nose work? Like what?
Nose job.
They just made it like tinier and like...
Skinnier.
Oh my god, Nikki Nasty? More like Nikki Rhinoplasty. Next time you see her, you have to like really contour your nose.
I know.
It's like razor thin.
She's actually gonna think that I did do something. Like, I'm not joking. Like,
she'll call him an hour and be like, let me see.
Yeah, she'll be like, Nicole, that was not makeup. Nicole, be honest with me. Nicole, did you really go to Manhattan and buy one, get one? That's the thing about her, is that I unfortunately can tell a lie to her and she will believe it.
I just wish she would be proud of us for at least getting a deal.
I know.
You know?
I know. I feel like she was the one that taught me, like, couponing. You know what? When I was a kid and I would watch Extreme Couponing, like, I really wanted to get into that shit. I was really passionate. Did you ever?
No.
I was really passionate about that. I thought I was going to be one of those people who was, like...
That would have been really good for you.
No, I think that would
have been a good...
For my mental health.
Okay, not for your mental health, but at least good for your wallet, number one. Number two, like, what a positive outlet for your OCD.
I don't think that's a positive outlet. I think I would have actually...
You saved hundreds of dollars.
I would have gone crazy. I think I would have actually, like, severely been, like, going nuts over couponing. And
hey,
I think
I would have given
really
you
bad.
My coupons.
Thank you, that's so sweet.
If you wanted me to.
I am retired, graduated... Overcome. I'm better than all of you. I graduated ERP. I'm done with OCD therapy. I was supposed to be done.
No one else is in ERP.
What? No, nobody else in the
nobody
entire
else
world.
In
nobody
the entire
else
world. It was just you, actually.
Oh,
so
Jesus
you're not better
Christ.
Than us. We didn't even need it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, oh, fuck. Yeah. My God. I thought I was.
You are better than everyone else, though, because now we have cute noses.
I am going to say, I'm going to say the same line that I told a million times. That one girl in high school who was like, Nicole thinks that she's so much better than everyone else. And I was like, Do I think I'm so much better than everyone else, or do you think I'm so much better than everyone else?
Oh my god, you ate her up with that.
I know, and I never said that out loud. I just thought it because like
she died 3 days later.
It's because you will begin to cough. In 5 days, you will begin to cough. I love saying that.
Yeah, I love that shit.
I love saying it. No, I...
you will begin to cough. What do they have? Like, that's fatal if they're coughing.
Encephalitis.
Oh, not like... What's the old one that everybody had? Typhoid.
Typhoid?
No.
Do you know those little blankets? I saw it on TikTok yesterday. It's like there were the center. It like looks like it's like wool, but like felt. And then the outside, it's like a satin ribbon type of thing. Like they like look like very uncomfortable blankets to sleep under. I don't know. It seems like your family had like nice blankets.
One, the one that the two in Battery Park were fucking under?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Kind of.
Did y'all see that? That was a while ago.
Us like living in New York and now never being able to stop.
Like, oh, like Battery Park?
The, what a fucked up name for a park. Like what happens like there? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the blankets, somebody said, these look like what would we call these blankets? Like they're so uncomfortable, they're so itchy. But and you know if you're gonna be at a friend's sleepover, that and if they bring out this blanket, it's gonna be so uncomfortable.
Sandpaper.
Just no. Somebody called it the encephalitis blanket. So
what's encephalitis?
Okay, so you need to stop asking me questions that I don't know the answer to.
How was that supposed to be funny? I don't even know what encephalitis is.
It's like an illness.
Oh, okay, word.
I just don't know. I'm not positive about the exact. I have enough going on, don't you think? I have enough brain
so
fog.
Confused.
The oxys are getting to my brain.
The oxys.
Did you get oxys after your surgery?
Perks.
You got perks. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yay! Yeah. Oh my god, we can swap.
Yeah.
We could do the thing where it's like the big bowl. And it's like, hi, my name's Nicole, and I brought oxys. And when I was 9 years old, my father forgot how old I was and thought I was 15 on my 9th birthday. And then like throw it all out. And then,
that's cute.
And then you can bring the perks and say like,
I had a friend in high school who got a breast reduction and she got perks for it like afterwards. And
she shared.
Well, no, she was like, oh my gosh, like I could easily sell these. And then her mom took them away from her.
Why did she say that out loud?
I know.
Why did she say that out loud?
I was like, also like Sarah, no offense. Who are you going to sell those to? Come on. Let's be honest here.
I mean,
no, there's probably some high school boys who would want.
When I was in high school, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't want to mess up.
You're not supposed to touch it. We're really affecting the. You have pain on your hands?
No, I don't have anything
the
on my
trypophobia.
Hands.
I saw this one thing that was like, oh my god, bitches with trypophobia, stay inside your houses because me and my friends are going to come out with our tight pussies.
I did see that as well.
No, I just think that perks. Sorry.
Of being a wallflower?
the
Percocets of being a wallflower.
The brain fog is getting to me.
Do you think he had Percocets?
Him?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No,
when he
was
in that little like...
The mental hospital?
Yeah.
What, for what pain? Mental?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they give you to more
forget.
Of that. To forget, I wish. I wish that's how it worked. I was on...
Why do you say that? Why do you wish? Yeah. You've never been to a mental hospital.
No, I just wish that I could be in those shoes. Like, I wish.
Uh-oh.
The other day, Jake and I were running home from Trishmas, and I was in really uncomfortable heels, and I kept screaming, like, Mama, can I buy these shoes?
And she kept like, mama, do you know that song? Please. Do you know it? Do you know that song?
You weren't
like,
singing along.
Yes, I know that
you
song.
You weren't singing along.
Yeah, I don't like that song.
And Jake was, like, so embarrassed that I was, like, sprinting on the... Wait, I don't
you
know if you guys
need
this,
to see how she
ran. On the streets
ran.
Of New York. To running in,
why don't you,
in these,
you should do it.
It was more
it was
comfortable.
So embarrassing.
It was more comfortable to run than it was
not
to walk.
Able to see this. It was exactly like that. Actually, that was really good. Yeah, it might have been a little worse because you were actually in pain, and so it was more. There was like more limp to it, and
yeah.
I was like, "Can you please stop?"
Okay, first of all,
we're gonna get like.
No, if I am in a dangerous situation, like women are taught that you are supposed to be acting like a fucking weirdo if you don't want to get attacked
and
at
you
night.
Took that personally.
Yes, I did.
And you made it your
yes,
job.
Yes, I did. I genuinely...
And I was an employee.
I really do want to take like a self-defense class, but I do really feel like if I were in a position...
Like in terms of like self-defense, like stop making fun of me or like self-defense, like... I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
The more of the stop making fun of me. I should have
okay,
taken
yeah.
a self defense class for
yeah,
that
you
a lot
take something like that.
Earlier. But the other night, Jake and I did go to Trishmas, which the craziest thing happened at Trishmas. which is that Trisha Paytas was there. Which,
like the craziest thing, the whole thing was the Trishmas itself was crazy.
I did surprise Jake with tickets for Trishmas for Christmas because
Trishmas tickets for Trishmas.
It'd be nice for Trishmas.
For Trishmas.
First of all, everybody and their mom is there. Harry Daniels. Who else was there? Holly Madison.
Oh my God, Princess Milky.
Oh yeah, Jake didn't get to see Princess Milky.
I'm upset. Do you guys know her? I'll put that in here. She is so fucking funny. She was the girl who, after the bean soup video, she's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like beans, it's bean soup. If you don't like beans, don't have bean soup." I just love her. I really do.
And for the people who ask me what to use if you don't like beans, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think we're gonna do that right now. No, what the fuck do you mean? It's a bean soup. If you don't like beans, go crack open a can of fucking chicken noodle, bitch, and stop pissing me off. Like, I'm so, like, what do you mean?
You've always talking about...
I comment on, like, every... I go into her live sometimes, and I'm like, tell me where you live in New York.
Oh, my God.
She's not seeing it, but it's funny to me.
Oh, my God. Twink and a redhead were there.
They were. So were Good Children.
And Adam McIntyre. McIntyre called us angels.
In his newest video.
Did he use the word guardian angels?
I don't think he used it.
And he said that I was like...
I don't think he called us angels. He just said that he loved our vibe from across the bar and that he was interested.
I think he said that I was like so beautiful and that like he couldn't believe it. And
he called you radium.
Yeah.
Like radiant sun... shine like beauty
and like that girl. He couldn't look at you because you were just
it was something along those lines.
This was before, you know, post
that's actually why we went to go get the surgery. I went to
it. That's why you needed it. I didn't,
but I've just been like instilling self-esteem issues within you for a long time.
So that's the thing, that's the problem, is that like everybody needs a friend who is you're gonna always compete with about your weight, your food, and your appearance. That's the healthiest thing.
Yeah, and like me being like a man, it's like I'm constantly like trying to like outweigh you, but yes. like the other direction.
Yes.
That's terrible.
We don't and actually.
I'm an automatic disadvantage being like literally half a foot taller than you.
No, I have been through, my Twitter feed has been the absolute worst for the last like 6 months. I mean, I still am on Twitter. I downloaded Blue Sky. Is anybody still using Blue Sky after those first few days?
You know they are not.
That's the thing.
Everyone's like, this is the nice Twitter. Deleting.
No.
Who gives a fuck? Nobody wants the nice Twitter. Well, you're on Twitter to be mean. Nobody needed it to be nice.
I hate Twitter in general because every...
You do? You are literally... Like, I could not pry that from your grubby little fingers.
That's how I get my news. But every other thing is like a conservative tweet. And I'm like, I don't understand how my feed has possibly gotten conservative. Oh, there was also a thing about me on Reddit. Somebody said that I'm...
Another one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
That I'm a Red Scare girly. Do you know what Red Scare is? Thing with Dasha
Nekrasova's podcast. That you aren't. I watch and I always reference stuff from it and you never understand.
I've never watched an episode of Red Scare in my entire life.
The only reason I know who that girl is because of Charlie XCX.
I only know her because of Dime Square and like I had to...
Succession, maybe?
No, I know of Succession. Her, but like Charlie XCX mainly and like who Mean Girls is about. But the fact that somebody was like, yeah, she definitely agrees with our political views. I'm like, wait, don't say that because I don't even know. What your political views are. Whoa. Let's get that straight. Yeah. And I don't think I agree with any of you. But oh my God, how cute. She's nestling.
Nicole Raffi comes out against the Red Scare podcast.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm just saying, like, don't say I'm a fan of something unless I know exactly what it is. There's few things that I'll say.
Unless I know exactly what it is.
Yes. There are very few things that I actually know what's going on. What were we talking about right before this? Adam McIntyre saying that I'm so pretty. Oh, yeah, my feed has just been really bad because my entire Twitter feed is just, like, all ED content. Erectile dysfunction content.
Oh,
constantly. Wow. Everywhere.
What are they doing? They're just like sort of like flopping it around, like slapping it and stuff. And it's not doing anything.
They're slapping it.
They're not like Fousey Tube where it was like, or whatever.
You have to give context now. You're like, actually, I don't
Fousey
think
Fousey Tube is insanely sexually attracted to me. I'm kidding. No, one time Fousey Tube, was it on H3?
I think that might have been I don't know if that's the first time that he said it. That's the first time that
he saw
it.
He admitted to being a sex addict. And then he was like, because when I was younger, like I was caught.
Humping a stuffed leopard. Yeah, my mom walked in on me doing it. And then I was mid-cum and she yelled at me as I was doing it. So I always associated coming as bad.
As bad. And now, and because of that, I'm hypersexual and it's like one touch. Boing.
He would go to, what's it called?
Poor guy.
Who would go to massage parlors and he was like very open about, I mean, he's repeated this story like a million times because I've seen various different things and it's always told exactly the same way. One thing I will give him is he's really good at consistency. He'll be on like KSI's like thing or he'll be on
and he'll be like, I was a sex addict.
Kyson ads, or he'll be like on H3 or he'll be on like
to be fair, it's not that many points.
Well, it's not that many points.
His story. It's no, like but leopard, it's exact, mom, cum.
But it's told always exactly the same way. And like him going to these massage parlors and everything happening to him. Anyway, which is a crazy thing because if I had known at 12 years old that like when I was like such a massive fan of his that he was like out here.
Having sex.
First of all, having sex. Second of all.
Disgusting.
On top of that, like everything
proposing
else.
To you and having sex with.
Proposing. Cheating proposing on you, to me as when I was 12 years old and he was like 25. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, point of the story is. I don't know what the point of the story is.
Your feed has been crazy.
Oh, my feed has just been all eating disorder content.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's all been. And I don't know how
to
escape.
That's it. Ironic.
Why?
Your feed has been all eating disorder content.
I know.
That's crazy.
And it's bad. It's really fucking bad. And like those.
Your feed?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yes, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad. And I don't know how to make it stop. And like I never interact with it. And I hit. I don't know. I don't know if there's a not interested button on Twitter. I hit not interested when it's on TikTok. Yeah. I hit very interested. I hit retweet and favorite.
And you quote tweet and you say, this is some real shit.
This! But it's like a bunch of girls like competing with each other and like posting photos of their bodies and like literally like calling each other fat when in reality.
Which is why we dressed up like this today.
No, so.
This is a statement. That we're making right now.
Jake comes to my house and tells me, we're going to dress up like this. And I'm already half asleep. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Is this problematic? First, before we do this.
Don't say that. Now it's problematic.
I don't know. No, it's not. We're doing a statement that it's okay for us to want to change things about ourselves that we cannot control.
Yeah.
It is okay to want to drastically change ourselves for other people.
And it's okay to get a new hairline. And it's okay to get a new nose. And it's even better to get new lips.
It's good. It's fine to get your hairline finally evened after many years of people telling you that your hairline is so fucked up.
And just because we do it, we're not pressuring you to.
No.
We don't. Listen. This is for if you feel secure enough within yourself to accept yourself, then it maybe like getting a no like that a nose job is a good idea. But if you can't accept yourself as you are,
saying you guys should do it at all. Don't do what we do just because we did it. But we do have a coupon code in case you guys didn't want to do it.
Below.
If you guys did want to get the buy one get one free. Yeah. Nose job potentially. No,
what was his name?
Who?
Oh, right, he wouldn't tell us.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no,
yeah.
No. Yeah, doctor's a loose word. Anybody can be a doctor now.
Did he even say doctor? Or did he just say miss? I don't actually think he said anything.
I don't think he said anything. I don't think he said anything. It was more.
He did say, "Does this hurt?" And I said, "Yes." And then he said,
"Because
too bad."
We were awake for the entire thing.
Yeah,
that's another obviously. Thing. We were awake for all of it.
Obviously.
I do remember watching a bunch of it was when all the millennial YouTubers, when their money would finally hit like their big money and they all started suddenly getting hair transplants. That was like a very, I was like, oh my God, all my favorite YouTubers are getting older. Like this is it because they all suddenly were able to afford.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
I'm dying as a hero with a better hairline, that's for sure. I used to get so fucking made fun of for my hairline.
Really? Because
it's not a widow's peak. It's something.
It's something much more sinister.
It's not a widow's peak, and it's not straight across. It's a secret third thing. And there's calyx.
I feel like I'm going to have a line right here.
I do?
Do I?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh,
do
cool.
I?
No, but like, is it like down? Is the ink?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is the blood down here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no line?
No.
Wow, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Then you're safe. You don't.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam McIntyre. It was really nice to meet him. I figured we should say that.
Oh, yeah.
He's super cool.
No, Adam was extremely sweet.
I asked him, I'm sorry, what are your pronouns? And he goes, hee-hee. And we laughed about it for like, yeah, he misspoke, but it was just funny when he said it. I was like, oh, hee-hee.
We were walking and we like had to find a bar or something to sit down at, and you know it was like a Tuesday night. So
and we were
like,
looking for something we thought he would enjoy.
Right. We were like, oh, where would Adam like to go? I'm looking for the closest possible thing. I immediately take us to a shitty Irish pub, and I'm like, I am so sorry, Adam. But it was like pouring, so it was like the first thing that we could possibly find. And we're like in the middle of talking about like very serious things, and then like suddenly people are.
I literally turned to Nicole. I'm like, "Actually, stop talking right now."
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
What is that called?
Irish jig.
Oh, is that Irish jigging?
Yeah, and I was like, "Come on, Adam."
I know, we should have gone up.
And then at one point, we sat there for like quite a while, and at one point, Nicole's like, "You are Irish, right?"
Because I'm so sorry.
It's funny.
I don't. This is not. What if he's fucking Scottish? I don't remember all.
No, like, no, no. He said because we walked up to the Irish bar and he was like, "Really?"
I just wanted to make sure. I know there's a lot of drama. I know people really don't like it when you get them confused. I understand that. I know things are complicated with the EU and everything,
Brexit and
Ireland and Scotland, and like, you know what? Am I severely deep into my Irish era right now? And this week has really been the most Irish week of my entire life.
Orla.
Literally. All I've been thinking about, Dairy Girls. All I've been listening to, Fontaine's DC. All I've been hanging out with, Adam McIntyre. the only person that has been on my mind. Paul Mescal.
Oh, yeah. We need to watch some of that soon. Tomorrow.
You're
going to be gone.
So you do want to see it.
You literally texted me yesterday. I watched Normal People for 6 minutes. I was like, so you're just gonna watch it without me? Like, you forced me to sit down and watch the first 6 episodes, and now you're not gonna like pull through till the end?
I read the book Normal People. I am in a Paul Mescal phase because he was on SNL, and like I've never seen him in anything. I just know of him, and it also makes me feel a little bit more confident that I may be his type, because I've been told for a couple times that I look like Gracie Abrams. So like I have been hoping and gallivanting around the streets of New York City. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Now
yes.
It's yes. All coming together.
I'm getting a bob tomorrow.
You're getting a gap in your teeth?
And yes, a bob.
We're doing that tonight. Grab a screwdriver and a hammer, girl. would you trust me?
With to do the gap? No.
Damn.
No. I do really like...
She does have a gap in your teeth, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's really cute when people have, like, are embracing their natural teeth again, because I think we're going to look back at this time of veneers and be very, very disappointed in all of ourselves for getting them. Not me.
I didn't get veneers.
No, I just mean, like, that everyone's teeth look exactly the same.
Do you think... You want to get plastic surgery? Like it has that ever been like something that you've thought about? I know not like literal plastic surgery. I don't consider like lips done really plastic surgery.
I don't think so.
No, there's never been any
part I don't of you. Think so. No. Like I never wanted to
like a brow
a blepharoplasty.
Yeah,
I think that's like, where they take
what's
like
the buccal
skin
fat
away.
One?
So I did contour my cheeks, that I did get some buccal fat.
Oh, you did? Oh,
they would have to remove huge fat
this
pads
is the swelling,
from my face.
I'm
if
just
they if they took my buccal fat away, it's like all of my face.
Really?
Like that. I Aww. Have massive cheeks.
And they're
like,
so adorable.
Exactly.
And you're so pretty.
I wouldn't want to take them away. But they, no, I don't think there's anything I'd want to do. I wasn't even like ever like, oh, I want to get lip filler very badly. It was more so like I had friends who had gotten it, and then they were like, you could get it. And I was like, maybe. And then I wasn't necessarily peer pressured into it, but I think also at the same
Next
time.
Next thing I knew, a needle was in my face.
I don't think I was peer pressured into it, but like, and I don't regret it, because like I really wanted to. When I do my makeup, like I always was kind of upset that I couldn't wear like deeper color. I mean, I could wear deeper colors. It's just that like I didn't
Be
have much
change.
Of a top lip for there to for darker lip colors to go on, or like makeup in general. Like it just always looked a little bit funny on my top lip. So that was just very much a personal decision. And then I had like Botox and my master muscles, but I haven't done that in years, because like ever since I've been on a good old antidepressant. I don't think I really clench that much anymore.
Your jaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am always clenching my butt cheeks.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you that story before,
those
right?
Those things are rocks.
Like, I used to literally go up to the board and I had no idea that I was clenching the whole time. Like, I didn't know that people
and your
could
skirt was caught in there.
I had no idea that people could see when you are clenching your butt cheeks.
Oh.
And so I did it all the time when I was nervous. Like, it's just like an automatic response. It's to the point where Adam now has told me before, he's like, stop clenching. Like, I'm like standing doing a very normal like task. And, no, I didn't know. So if I had to get anything done.
If you had to, like, gun to your head.
Gun to my head, like, probably, like, get a bigger heart. Like, I just want, like, you
that's
know.
So beautiful.
I know.
Oh, because you have circulation problems.
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit too little.
Is that plastic surgery?
I think.
So my little brother got plastic surgery. Is that what you think happened
to
him?
Your brother, okay, your little brother, the second that he was born out of the womb and he needed open heart surgery,
he got plastic surgery. It was those self-esteem issues that he had, yeah.
I mean, babies can get plastic surgery.
Really? Do they grow out of it?
No, I mean, technically anything that's like cosmetic is considered plastic surgery. Like, I don't know about a cleft lip though, because that can sometimes be like a medical necessity.
Yeah.
But people go through like reconstruction.
It's so much more. It's your palate.
Yeah.
And everything.
People need like reconstruction and everything. But I don't think there's anything that I would really want to do. I'm not anti plastic surgery, but I'm also like I'm very much so like do whatever you want to do. But I'm also like. Kind of on the side of like, when other people are doing this, this is can be very detrimental to like young people's mind. I mean, there is a reason that there's like such a massive uptick of it happening right now. And like, I definitely like when I see other people and they get work done and they look great and stuff, I'm like, oh, am I behind? Should I be doing this? But I'm not thinking it enough to the point where I'm actually considering doing anything other than. I have no plans on retouching my lips anytime soon. It's been like over like a year and a half. I have no plans on doing anything more to it.
I can touch them for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I'd never do that or else I will pull my gun out.
I'm like,
it's so pathetic that you can't fucking have guns open carry in New York City. I can't make those.
Is that what we want to say right now?
No, I can't.
Is that what you want to say right now?
I can't make my fucking stupid gun jokes all the time. I asked you guys, what do you want? What prime flavors do you want?
I said.
Prime.
Ice pop.
Prime slides into my DMs once every
few. Yeah, but I feel like they didn't send you any last time they slid in and we replied.
Oh, yeah. My stepdad drank that all.
Oh, okay. I will always take prime. Oh, no, I won't. What am I saying? What am I saying? No, I don't want that.
Ice pop.
Ice pop.
Not the.
I don't want the energy drink.
That's fine.
Because I don't play that shit. I don't fucks with that anymore.
And at this point, basically anything that I get like offered, I'm texting the boys. I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah.
So what flavor do you want?
You know, I'm all about the electrolytes.
Oh, I know. Even though I don't think that you need them.
Everybody needs electrolytes.
I think we're okay. I don't think we're sweating that much.
It's not. We?
Mm-hmm. I know you're not
sweating.
Sweating
a lot.
I know I am. I know. Right now?
No, just like in general.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, so maybe you need electrolytes.
No, is this normal? Should I be doing this to my freshly done nose?
Is there red on my nose?
No.
Oh.
I don't even care if there is on mine.
I care.
Am I going to mess up the
shape? Permanent marker. I'm sorry, it's blood. No, you're not messing anything up.
What is,
I would get plastic surgery on my nose.
Would you really?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Somebody said that to me one time. They were like, can I take a picture of your nose?
Why?
Because they want to show it to their surgeon.
Really?
To get my nose, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Where?
Someone in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. And did they?
Mm-mm. Oh. Not that I know of. But I mean, they took a picture.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't.
I like my nose.
Gun to my head, I can't tell you what your nose looks like without the thing right now.
It's your face blindness.
I know. It really is. No, I honestly, like, I have, like, a hump in my nose because I got punched in the face when I was in middle school.
Oh, really?
I told you about this. There was this kid.
Oh, yeah.
It was this kid who was, like, I had my report card in one hand and he reached for it. And then, like, I was holding my report card out here and he was trying to get it from me. And he, like, reached across me to, like, grab it. Punches me in the nose. He starts crying and runs out of the room. Before you know it, he starts getting online schooling done. I don't think it was in relation to me.
Mm-hmm.
Starts getting online schooling done. Then he comes back. to the high school that I go to. Like years later, somebody introduces me to him. I'm like, oh, we know each other. We go way back. He punched me in the face a few years ago. And like, I'm like making a joke out of it. And I'm like playing it like, even though that was really fucked up to hit somebody in the face and never apologize.
And like disappear for the rest of your life.
Somehow I end up as the bad guy. A few years later, like literally a few years later, I don't speak to this kid. I don't have like any contact with him, whatever. Like we're not friends. And I like break up with my boyfriend. I like wake up out of a nap one day and all these people on Twitter are talking, like adding me about the relationship, like angry that I had broken up with my boyfriend at the time.
That's so weird. Can you still find those tweets?
You know, I'm going to look for them. I'm going to look for them. And then I feel like I've told this story before. But then anyway, I tweet something about me getting punched in the face at Chipotle by accident, because I did.
Yeah.
By one of my coworkers. And then he's like, oh, but when I punch you in the face, it's a problem. I'm like, wait, is anybody else seeing this? Like, is this that not is, the most insane thing that anyone else that. Has ever seen? But
I wasn't there when it happened.
Right.
I remember.
You felt it telepathically.
Yeah.
No.
So... Yeah.
What, you're thinking about the CEO?
I'm thinking about Trishmas.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. Okay. I had fun. Thanks for taking me.
Of course.
Yeah. You got those tickets for free?
No.
She sent us there?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so actually, if I had not gotten those tickets before SNL, I think that they would have been so much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But granted, because I'm so psychic and I knew that Trisha was going to be on SNL, you know, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, subscribe to the Patreon to get the full story.
True.
Ow. Stop. What are you doing?
I'm readjusting.
You're not healed. Well, yeah, so I got you this because I was like, Nicole was like, oh, like, guess what? I got you Trishmas tickets for Trishmas. And I was like, why wouldn't you wait till we were recording the podcast to tell me that?
Because things can happen in private. Not everything needs to...
Oh, this is happening very publicly.
I was like, not everything. Our friendship does not need to be monetized.
Okay. I also wanted to give this to you because if I give it to you like on Christmas... This is part one of your gift. If I give it to you on Christmas, it's sort of like, well, you're not really... You can't really use it. It's
album. Thank you.
There you go. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
There's a recipe on the back.
Really? Wait, what the fuck do you mean?
All the songs are the ingredients.
What the fuck do you mean I can't use this after Christmas? I will be listening to this all year round. I love fruitcake.
Oh, so, okay, I'll give it to you on Christmas then.
Oh, it's so cute.
No, yeah, there you go.
I was telling Jake, I was like, you gotta listen to fruitcake. This is so fucking good. Last year, and then
I like my fruitcake.
It was when I predicted Sabrina Carpenter's Rising. To fame when we were
where were we and you turned to me and you're like it's crazy that like I discovered
was
Sabrina
it called
Carpenter.
Alchemy coffee in Philly
was that long ago? No, it was somewhere in New York.
No, Jake.
It was in Philly.
Yeah, Jake.
Oh, well, she turns to me and she's like, isn't it crazy I discovered Sabrina Carpenter? I'm like, yeah, you discovered Sabrina Carpenter on the deluxe of her fifth album. Yes. Congratulations.
And then I got everyone to listen to this Christmas album when we were driving home for Christmas. And it was actually really cute.
What's your favorite song from it?
I love Cindy Lou Who, but it's sad. I love Santa Doesn't Know You Like I Do. I know you love Is It New Year's Yet? Because that is like very cute. I don't know. I fucking love everything. I love White Christmas because that's my favorite like classic Christmas
really?
Song. I love White Christmas in general. Like
Our
I just always love
good.
It.
I think I'm just tired of hearing like the...
I'm not.
Like all the Christmas classics, essentially. I don't
it's
really
so
love
cute.
Them.
Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome. It's
really,
it's
really cute.
It's wine colored.
The album itself?
The vinyl.
Oh my god, that's so cute. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I can't wait to put it up. Thank you so much.
Day, just the other day I said, oh, like, is that on vinyl?
She's...
I always do that, by the way. I always do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you literally
I
said will, to like, me, you're like, do you have fruitcake?
I was like, oh, do you have fruitcake? And she's no, I don't think they make that on vinyl. I had already ordered
you're
it.
You're not slick.
I had already ordered it.
I'm doing Secret Santa tomorrow with a bunch of people.
Oh, and you're giving that away.
Yeah.
No, she hated it.
I'm doing Secret Santa with a bunch of people, and I was trying to figure out, it's like somebody whose taste I don't know 100%, and I had to ask a mutual friend. I was like, okay, let's play a game. Tell me a list of all these people's favorite bands, and I list five people so that they yeah. don't know exactly whose
good,
whose thing
good, good. And where'd you slip them in? Like, one, two, three, four, or five?
I think like three. I put them in three.
Oh, right smack in the middle. Yes. See, I would have saw right through that.
I know.
I would have seen right through that. I would have been like, that's who she has.
I know, but I didn't want it to be obvious. I just did what I felt most natural to do. I've never done like proper Secret Santa. I used to
You
be-
should have made them fourth.
Fourth?
When you asked.
Fuck, you're right.
That's always the move.
I don't care. It's one person. One person now doesn't, knows about
what,
it.
What did you get them?
I got them a cookbook.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even get them a vinyl.
What's your favorite artist? Barefoot Contessa.
Because I went to the record store. Said, "Do you have Porter Robinson?" And they go, "Oh, that's a country singer, right?" I go, "I think he's a DJ." And so they were like, "Yeah, girl, no, like, good luck." So no, I didn't.
Adam went to a good record store today. Did he tell you about it?
He a little bit. I was half asleep.
Maybe you should have tried there.
Okay.
Too late now, though.
Rats.
Speaking of this, so we watched the
Christmas
special. Was so cute.
It was really, really good.
It was really good.
I have nothing bad to say about it. I saw like a video essay on it today on YouTube, and it was like, Sabrina Carpenter's Nonsense Christmas is cringe. And I'm like,
no, I thought it was super
and
cute.
And you are filled with no happiness and no joy, and you're probably gonna die alone if you don't think that it's fun. Why does everything have to be so serious? Why can't something be a little bit kitschy and fun?
I thought it was exactly her vibe.
I
and I feel like if you don't like it, then
you, don't
you
like
just
Sabrina
don't like Sabrina Carpenter.
And that's
like,
fine.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But why make a whole video essay saying that?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was really cute. It was like very kitschy and exactly in her style. It reminded me of her concert because her concert is exactly like that.
I don't want to talk about it. About me missing
Nicole
her concert.
Go. Oh, God.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
It was the best concert of my life. I was there and I was like, oh, Nicole would love this.
Nicole, I wish Nicole were alive.
I wish Nicole
she would
love to see this.
That's beautiful though, that, you know, in one like 1 week, so many blonde women have changed our lives, like Trisha Paytas and Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
That's very beautiful.
Yeah. We had Friendsgiving and I did Friendsgivia.
That was really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be releasing it to the public.
Are you?
No, I don't want to do that.
It was really good.
It was funny though.
I'll send you the one thing I took a photo of. It was like this man who we were once friends with, but now Nicole has fought with him on popular photo app.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, Julie Casablancas.
Yeah. And then the other, we did in teams. The other team's like, oh, so that was a Nicole question. And I'm like, okay, well, here comes one. For you guys, don't you worry.
No, it was really good. Yeah, it was
one
very
of the
funny.
Questions was, no one's seen his sexy ass since December 4th, 2024 at 6:45 a.m. And it was the CEO shooter.
It was before he was caught.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? What have you heard
about him?
Yeah.
Just that he's like,
do you like him?
I have
like him.
Stop. I don't.
We don't tell him.
First of all, I completely understand why people are happy about it and like why he did. Like, I completely understand.
God, are you gonna have like a rational take?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay, great.
Not.
I'm so excited.
Probably not.
I'm like, don't have a rational take. Come
no,
on.
No. I, as somebody who's been like fucked over by like healthcare, and like I think about that all the time. Like, if had my mom like with her cancer treatment had not, she literally got really good insurance the year before she was diagnosed, just because I don't know why, but she just had this feeling and she got like really good health care. Had she not done that,
psychic runs in your family.
Psychicism does run in my family. Mm-hmm. Truly, like I like my mom and I were talking about it, like had she not gotten that special insurance, she would have been either dead or we would have been millions of dollars in debt. Like, mm-hmm. There's just, like, no other way around it. Like, had she not paid that additional monthly whatever thing. Because my mom doesn't get insurance through her job. She's self-employed. And so, like, and that's how it is with my entire family. So, we don't have, everything comes out of pocket. Like, I pay out of pocket for my own insurance and everything. And, you know, she was even talking to me. Ironically, before this all happened, I feel like she was telling me, she was like, do you really need like the insurance plan that you currently have? Like, is that really necessary? Like, do you ever think about maybe lowering it and paying out of pocket? And I'm like, God forbid something happens to me, like an accident or anything else. But like, of course, my mom's just thinking about me because she's like, fuck, you're paying so much monthly, like out of pocket for insurance when you're a healthy person. But it's like, you really never know.
You're gonna not be a healthy person.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, I'm sure this guy never anticipated for what happened to him. I read something online.
Did your insurance pay for your nose job?
My
And your hairline?
So they said yes, because it was causing me emotional damage.
Okay.
And so, like, it was for, like, mental health reasons. Mm-hmm. I, like, slipped in the OCD card, and I was like, I need my hairline to be even or whatever, yeah. like, for OCD purposes. So, like, yes, they did cover it. Did your insurance cover it?
Well, mine was... I didn't just get it. No, I got my septum.
Oh.
My deviated septum fixed.
Oh.
But that's
oh.
cool that you did that. This was, like, necessary. It was like, oh, I had to, you know, because I love my nose. So it was actually sad to see it go.
I understand.
The hairline... Actually, these dots are... I was giving my hair follicles to the needy.
Oh, my God. Wait. You're telling me that these hair follicles came from you?
Those are my hair follicles.
Oh, yeah. my God. Yeah. It's like the Harry Potter thing. No, Harry Potter. Harry Styles thing.
Follicles.
Where Harry Styles, he's like, good night, love. Like, good luck at your surgery tomorrow. Yeah. And then she wakes up the next day.
Where's Harry?
Who do you think gave you the teeth? Or whatever yeah, it is. Like, whatever organ it was yeah. that Harry Styles had given.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. Thank you
that
so
was
much.
Actually your other Christmas gift.
You took hair... follicles from the front to give to me. You didn't want to
yeah
take
I wanted a bigger forehead.
Oh,
so like yeah you wouldn't be able to tell that, like that's why my hair is also shorter, is because yeah. I had to get it like redone. But like, you know how I've been wearing my hair down like this?
Yeah,
it's actually like because I've been growing out that section. Usually I get it
for
cut.
Me
yeah
oh my god yeah. that's so nice.
I want a six head. I said to them, I said, oh, give me a six head.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
So thanks.
See,
thanks, doctor, whoever you were.
If your friends aren't giving you their hair follicles, then what the fuck are they doing for you?
That's seriously.
Honestly.
And it's like, we need to start normalizing, like, dropping people who aren't, like, beneficial for
I
you
know.
In any way.
No,
you know what
I've
I mean?
Had people in my life who have, first of all, like, not been there for me in my times of need, but additionally we're like, no, Nicole, I'm not giving you my hair follicles. No, Nicole, I'm not giving you my kidney. No, yeah. Nicole, I'm not giving you all these other organs that you have no use for, except that you just want to sell them. Like, and that's sick. That's sick that there's people in this world now that don't want to go the extra mile for you. I'll go the extra mile for any of my friends. You say jump, I say how high, truly.
You've been saying that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And like the last time you used it, I was like, I don't think she knows what that means. Because you said it to me and I was like, I don't know if that works here, but sure. It's like your friend who learned a new word and like is now trying
to
incorporate it all the time.
People on Twitter talk about Emma Chamberlain saying the word zeitgeist in her podcast. And I have not listened to her podcast in a hot minute, but I can just imagine her saying zeitgeist every yeah. other word. I'm like, that's me, but with and that's emergency intercom with saying, damn, you give a bitch an inch and they want to take a mile. My version is, you say jump, I say how high, or whatever it is. No, because they said that, because you saw that thing, right, about why Anya said the thing about you give a bitch an inch and they'd want to take a mile.
Yeah, I didn't see why she said it.
Somebody posted on one of her things, something about her mother. Like, it was on her TikTok or something.
Yeah.
And somebody commented something about her mother. And they were like, where is your mom? Or something like that. And one of the comments replying was like, 6 feet under. LOL. I know.
Yeah, and you know what? That is the internet.
Yeah, I know.
That is the internet.
I know, but like, that's so
terrible. They think everyone's friends with
right.
you.
Right, like, that's like such... I would say that they're like the prime example of that. I mean, they're always being...
What, their parasocial
yeah, the parasocialness
fans.
And like that.
Kai went on a podcast and was like, oh yeah, like their fan base just like bullies them.
Oh,
that's like
oh,
kind
yeah,
of their
yeah.
vibe.
I'm I
like,
thought you were doing talk to a about talk to her. We're talking
talk
oh,
to talking talk to her. Yeah. That's such a good podcast for him to go on though. Yeah.
Didn't he say that like he got scammed by the talk to a coin? Talk to a coin.
We need to like
no,
what the fuck?
I don't give a fuck. I don't
no,
care.
I give
I
a
don't
fuck.
Care.
Oh
but
my god.
Here, I can reiterate what happened to you if you actually
no, I
give
know
a
what
fuck.
Happened, but
okay.
I'm like,
do we
she
care?
Needs to go to prison.
Oh no, come on. Nobody wants to have fun anymore.
Oh, you just like support women's wrongs.
Yeah, I mean like what did she tell you?
Insider trading.
All right, Nick, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Hello there. But anywho, I'm gonna
going
go
to bed.
So I'll talk to you all tomorrow. So goodbye. That, like, what? She didn't do anything wrong. Let her be.
She literally did. She scammed people out of millions of dollars.
The murder. What murder? Literally the CEO hitman. I just can't call him Luigi. Wait, can't do
someone
it.
Someone needs to make a TikTok like that. I haven't seen it yet.
About Luigi?
Yeah.
Yeah, people have been talking about.
No. The what murder?
Oh, yeah. That's been, like, a thing.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, come on.
I've been, like, actual news on TikTok. It's like, I literally get, like,
news people.
Like news anchors and shit.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. No. He is really hot and he's a rock climber.
Is he? Mm-hmm. You discover that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You remind me.
Rock climbers are sexy.
You guys all going diving deep into the trenches of I say you guys because I honestly have not been like looking that much.
What the hell is going on?
When the news came out when he got leaked and then you were like you're still reading about him and then I left it at that. Like that day I like read what I needed to read and I was done.
I don't choose what happens to my TikTok.
You're like, oh yeah, he's a rock climber and stuff. Oh, but when I did a little bit too much research
Because Nicole gets like scary conspiracy level shit and becomes Shane Dawson.
It's because of my past.
You mean the thing that formed you into who you are today?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have talked about this on the podcast before, but basically in middle school, like I was not immune to Tumblr.com and I was not immune to people with their conspiracy theories and like getting blackpilled and like what is that called? Crisis actors and everything. It wasn't about Sandy Hook, but like, do you know the concept of crisis actors?
Yes, and I've said it before, and I think I've said it on the podcast back when we were doing I saw your tweet.
What?
That like if that is a thing happening, like please hire me.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
Please hire me. Like
he needs work.
I would need work. I'll be a crisis actor, bitch. I'll be like, yeah, it was really scary in there, and I was like,
you can't have your blonde hair.
Not in there. I'm sorry. I'm acting like immediately like I'm like one of the Sandy Hook ones or whatever. I'm like, no. I'll be like, oh, yeah, like my house or something. There was an intruder.
You should be a crisis actor for the drones.
I would love to.
Just change your hair for every single thing. And so they're going to be like, this twink is everywhere.
This twink is everywhere.
That all the conspiracy theories on Twitter, they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on? On Reddit, they're going to be like,
Has anyone noticed that there's a twink crisis actor in every single
This twink with the six head and the really good nose? He's everywhere.
I would have been a crisis actor at the McDonald's that they found Luigi at. I'd be like, yeah. And I looked over there and I was like, oh my God, that might be the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. And when I went over to ask for his number, the police arrived and he told me to move out of the way.
Now, when I was in middle school, I like would read up a lot about stuff like that. And of course, when you're an impressionable 12-year-old, you believe everything. And so that was my problem.
I thought you said impressive. And I was like, no, you were not impressive.
I was, in fact, impressionable.
Impressionable. Oh, no.
When I was an impressionable 12-year-old, like, and you read shit online and they're like, crisis actors are real. These massive events did not happen. They framed these people. Like, I fell for some of those things and then dove way too deep into the conspiracy theory like trenches. But I think also that was a time that we were living in where everybody was like into conspiracy theories. It was like the Shane Dawson effect.
I also say that when I'm going through like a psychosis-esque kind of thing and just try to like wrap everyone else into it.
Simply, genuinely, what is the word called?
I love when you say genuinely.
Ignorance.
That might be your most used word ever.
Genuinely?
Genuinely?
I say when I'm being the least genuine.
It's like saying literally when it's not at all. It's very figurative.
Genuinely is my literally.
Genuinely.
No, but like I really did get into.
You genuinely got into it.
I genuinely did get. Did I say genuinely before?
No.
Oh. I really did get into stuff like that where it was. Looking back now, I'm deeply embarrassed that I believed every conspiracy theory and everything. But also, like, that should have been an example of, like, people without high critical thinking skills are so susceptible to, like, shit like that online.
So you admit you did not have good critical thinking skills.
No, I was 12.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get, like...
I wonder what I believed at 12. Like, I feel like I believed a lot. Wait, what grade were we in at 12? What grade are you 12 year olds in?
I think I was like in the 8th grade. 7th or 8th grade.
7th or 8th grade. Okay. Yeah. That's when I was on the
Tumblr.
Amanda Todd Tumblr thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe in it. Like
that
I just thought it was
herself?
Fake. Like I wasn't on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. So my friends would always tell me about it. And I was like, okay, like I don't know who that is. And also like, I don't know if that's real.
Got it.
Yeah. But I'm sorry if that happened. I guess. I was just very confused.
I think it did. Damn. It was confirmed that it happened.
Damn.
Nobody
remembers it.
Oh, that's an awful thing to say about someone's death.
Well, I'm just saying it was huge on the internet and nobody has talked about it. Like,
yeah, I think people still talk about it.
Well, we are.
Yeah, exactly. I think people still genuinely do talk about it. I think for me, not saying that like the Luigi stuff, but I know that there's a 12-year-old out there right now who is going to get into conspiracy theories because of that whole like 286 number.
And I'm going to start making the videos for it.
Yeah. And you're going to be the ones indoctrinating these kids into getting blackpilled. But like there is this whole like Twitter thread basically where people are like, 286, like the weird connection with Luigi and 286, and like I can read you some of like the weird connections
that
are with.
In other news, Nicole's getting 286 tattooed on her body. Oh. She's been seeing it a lot recently.
Been there, done that. I'm already done.
With numbers. You're like, no more math.
Okay. So 286, one of the posts, basically his banner on Twitter. Is my nose like really fucked up? Does it look really stupid?
No, it doesn't, because it not yet. It's just swollen from the surgery, babe. You have to give it.
So for time. For example, his banner was a Pokemon, his back surgery, and then like a thirst trap of him with like six packs. Anyway, so
a six pack of beer.
The first one is basically that the Pokemon that he posted is number 286, like that. Bree Loom's Pokedex number is 286. Proverbs 28:6 reads, better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. And then there's like a bunch of other things that he has done. Like, for example, he only has 286 posts on his Twitter. The denial code for 286. His like cousin who is a Republican in Maryland also only follows 286 people.
He changed that fast, you know it. He was like,
I know. Oh,
okay, 287.
People like doctored a receipt that from like McDonald's, like it says it's a fake tweet, like the community note. But
you should go look at my Instagram likes. Or no, Instagram follow, who I follow on Instagram.
Is it 286? Are you following 286 maybe. People? Let's see. Let's check. Let's see. Let's see who does
it. What if you go in there and it's like one person and it's Luigi?
So just you're kidding. Following 749 people.
I know, I was lying.
Yeah, so you are in fact lying.
Do you know what 286 times 3 is?
I think it would be, no, what is it, Jake?
787.
Is it actually?
Or whatever I don't think it is.
No,
it's not. I made that shit up again.
So the receipt.
But I'm getting good at this, aren't I?
Him buying a thing of coffee.
That was fake.
I just said that. Okay. I just said that. That it's doctored. But I'm saying like there's this whole Twitter thread.
Don't say that.
Well, it is. And so, for example, he has only 286 followers on his Spotify. And then additionally, June 28th, so the 6th month, the 28th, is it is National Insurance Awareness Day. And then on top of that, the last three digits of his postal code in Maryland, 286.
Oh, wow.
And the birthday of Elon Musk is June 28th. And okay, he was like a big fan of his. I think he had read his books. Like they had found him on Goodreads that he had read his books before.
Damn, Luigi.
Luigi. Before he went off the deep end. And
what
then
what do you nickname someone named Luigi? Weege?
Lou.
Because I think much more boring than Weege.
Weege. I'm wanting to call him Mario. And then apparently, supposedly, the McDonald's that he was found at from New York City is 286 miles away. And like,
and you believe all of this?
No, I don't. I'm just saying, sure? There is a 12-year-old out Come there. On. I'm saying
you believe a little bit of it,
if
right?
Deep into my OCD, if I was not medicated, if I still believed in coincidences with numbers and like coincidence, you know how I get with fucking coincidences. But there's a 12-year-old out there who is like fully like, oh yeah, this was all completely aligning, and this is how they are slipping into the deep end of believing everything that the internet says.
Well, do you know this? So Breloom, the Pokemon, mm-hmm. is, do you know what type Breloom is?
Mm.
It's fighting grass type.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
Fighting grass type.
And do you know what
what
do you know what its hidden ability is?
What medical companies are doing, like what insurance companies are doing?
They're fighting grass.
They're fighting marijuana. They're fighting big marijuana. That's beautiful.
And do you know what its hidden ability is?
What?
Technician.
Oh my God.
Do you know what that does? It powers up moves that are below 60 hit points.
Oh my God. And that's where Luigi had his.
He had 60 bitches. Just kidding. He had no bitches, apparently. His landlord went on record to say that he doesn't get any.
His landlord literally went on record to be like, yeah, Luigi couldn't have sex because of his back pain.
And you know what?
How the fuck
I would
do you
shoot
know
someone
that?
Over that.
Just and kidding. How do you know that?
I know.
How do you as
his
landlord
fucking his
know
landlord.
That? His landlord looked below him and he's like, yeah, I don't hear shit. Like, yeah, it is silent.
Not
up
a floorboard
there.
Creak.
No, I really Nothing. Do feel bad for him. I mean, the photo of him. Who? Luigi and the pain that he had gone through. Oh, yeah. And I mean, the photo of him, like, in this, I mean, clearly his back pain that he is, like, going through, like, that type of injury is not what
Nicole said to me at church fest. She turns to me, she's like, why would you post something serious about the CEO shooter? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, on your story, like, why would you post something serious about that? Because I posted a comment someone made under a TikTok where they said, In all seriousness, though, I'm praying for his family. Like, I can't imagine what a terrible, like, how horrid this is under the circumstances, like, being on the run from the law and everything. And I was like, that's supposed to sound like it's about the CEO's family. And then they switch it up.
It did not. It was after he got caught. I felt like that joke was already done and over with. Like, it was a day overdue. And so it seemed like
You're a day overdue.
Okay. It seemed like you were expressing genuine concern for him. I feel genuine concern for him
and his dick.
He pissed his
and
pants.
That penis.
Oh my.
Like, what's going on there?
Oh my God. He peed himself, like, in the cell.
I know. Which... I feel so bad for him.
This is the first time that the entire country has kind of been on the same, like, consensus about.
No, it hasn't.
I would say
Fox News is fucking pissed at that man.
Fox News, I would say the majority of people are like.
Oh, yeah, I do agree on that.
I mean, majority of people have been fucked over by insurance companies.
How much? Majority. If you had to give, like, a percentage of Americans that are on the page, what would you say?
On the page?
On our page.
Watching us?
No. What? Huh. No. What? What? No. No. You said everybody's on the same page.
How many people?
What's your percentage
of people that are on our page, our like page. Agreeing with us?
Yeah.
I would say like 65.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? I really hope that you don't do anything ever awful. I would hate to then have to like go on to the news and get interviewed and stuff, and then people being like, "What was he like? What was he like before he did the awful, terrible thing?" And then like the only proof I have to show of you of what we were like is like videos like this, and like, you know what I mean?
You don't want me to be famous.
Literally, I'm saying like if you were framed or if you were.
Oh, so I didn't do anything.
If you did do something, maybe, whatever. But if you were in jail and then I had to like go out there and be like, oh my God, he was such a great guy. And then all of the investigators are like looking through every single piece of content that you've ever been in. And it's like literally like, oh my God, I would have licked up his piss and whatever crazy shit you say on the podcast.
I'm proud of this. I'm proud of what I say on the internet.
I know.
digital footprint, put those feet in my mouth.
I can't.
Put your digital footprint on my tongue.
Last night, speaking of digital footprint, I wanted to post a photo of me. There's a video of me wafting poppers. Like, it's not me inhaling them. It's me putting them in front of me.
Oh, so you didn't do them.
And going, well, that was before. But it's me, like, literally
burning
going.
In the room.
It does smell like a pool. And, like, me, like, literally going like this, like how you're supposed to do in science class.
Mm-hmm.
I want to post it on my story. I go to post it on my story. But first, I check my DMs, and it's, like, a family member. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like.
Poppers isn't illegal, girl.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like,
what are you trying to say? Like, that your family members don't like gay shit?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that not everybody's family is super supportive of feeling the rush. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have even a Polish word of the day?
Yeah, zabiłam.
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 Mm-hmm.
Zabiłam.
Maybe.
What does it mean?
Like that you killed.
Poppers. Oh. I killed? Ya zabiłam?
Yeah.
Isn't Zabuwem the male version?
You Zabuwem.
Yeah, I'm so smart.
Yeah, you're so educated.
What did I learn that from?
My mom.
No.
There was Duolingo.
Zadwem.
Ziadwem.
Ziadwem. What's that?
Eight.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, Ziadwem. Yeah, boyisha.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.